Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear about steps being taken to establish futsal, a contracted version of football, in Jamaica. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now. If you're a diehard football fan, chances are you've already heard of futsal. But to the uninitiated, futsal is essentially football, just played on a much smaller surface, with two teams of five persons each. It's akin to what we in Jamaica call scrimmage, except futsal is officially sanctioned by football's world governing body, FIFA. National futsal leagues exist in several countries, and there's even a Futsal World Cup. In spite of Jamaica's love for the game of football, surprisingly, futsal has yet to take off on the island. But thanks to communications company Lime, this should change soon. Lime is sponsoring and spearheading a national street futsal tournament, which will see teams from all over the island vying to establish themselves as kings of this shortened version of the sport.
The prospects for what this new competition will offer to the remnant of football in Jamaica are very promising. We believe that this new competition not only fits into our overall football development strategy at Lime, but is also in line with our widely established international approach recommended by FIFA for the development of football among all age groups.
Vice President of Marketing at Lime, Carlo Redwood. Believe it or not, several other Caribbean countries already have futsal teams and are steadily building their credibility in the sport. Redwood says it's time for Jamaica to throw its hat into the ring where international futsal is concerned.
Our overall vision is for the expansion of this format throughout all age groups. And of course, this with a view of creating a pool of players that could one day form a national futsal team and represent Jamaica in the Futsal World Cup.
The competition will see the staging of parish knockout competitions to decide which team will represent their parish in the grand finals. The action begins on March 21 with the first parish tournament set for St. Thomas. For their efforts, parish champions will take home $150,000 in prize money, and the overall national champion will take home $1.5 million. Beaten finalists at the parish level will walk away with $50,000, and the national runner-up will take home $150,000. The highest goal scorer and best goalkeeper also take home individual cash prizes. 240 teams have already been confirmed for the tournament, representing over 170 communities across Jamaica. Players include those from semi-professional leagues and amateurs.
On average, worldwide, you're talking about the excitement? A futsal goalkeeper will face 3 to 4 shots per minute. He makes 30 to 40 saves per game. We are expecting over 2,800 goals to be scored in this tournament over the 17 match days.
Competitions director for the Lime Street Futsal Tournament, Donald Liao. The Lime Street Futsal Tournament has received the full endorsement of the FIFA Development Officer for the CONCACAF region, Howard McIntosh. He says futsal has the potential to be a major developmental tool, especially for the younger players.
In different parts of the world, futsal is actually introduced before the big field game, because that's where you get your technical skills. It's a development tool for coaches, it's a development tool for referees, and it's a development tool for players.
So look out for the Lime Street Futsal Tournament coming to your parish soon. Come support your community team and help cement the game of futsal in Jamaica. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.